Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi, this is Pia Barancini, and welcome to Everything is the Best, the podcast where I get vulnerable and make others do it with me. The goal here is to deep dive into interesting people's journeys, finding common denominators, and hopefully making you feel not so alone. So let's laugh, let's cry, and let's get inspired to live our best lives. Hi, Deputy.
Hello, everyone.
Welcome back to the program.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure. How's it going?
Killing it.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. Why are you questioning? Why are you questioning me?
I don't know what's going on.
I am killing it. Yeah. On multiple levels.
What are those?
You want me to articulate it?
Yeah, what are those levels?
How do you
break up the categories?
Oh, well, I feel like I'm a lucky person in the sense that, you know, I don't really have, it's like family was just sharing a video of Carmela trying to say I love you. And, you know, like I finally feel that everything is going into place, like at the right place.
Okay, but I ask you, what are the categories?
Family, work, love.
You think we love each other?
I think we love each other. Yeah. I think we really do.
What about health and wellness? I'd love to know what you...
I know where you're going with that. I think I'm actually killing you on that too. I am probably longevity-wise, like I forgot last time I work out.
Yeah, that's right.
I play soccer, football, let's call it with its name.
You play football twice a week.
Which is great. It's great for my muscle to rest and to manage my energy at my age. You know, I can't overuse my knee and joint. And
oh, you can't overuse.
So it's actually.
You can't overuse your body.
So I have a session on Wednesday night where I.
But the season's over.
Well, one season is over. Yeah. The I don't know what we're talking about my hobbies, but yeah, when season is over, the summer season is over, City League is starting. So
when does that start?
It technically already started. We split it two teams and
okay.
But yeah.
So basically, to summarize this conversation,
I think I'm in a great shape. Yeah,
feel like you're in great shape.
I think I'm in a fabulous shape.
You don't want to overwork your body, so
correct.
Working out.
So my career, my longevity is taking care of that. I'm not a working out person. I struggle.
I've known you for almost six years.
I struggle.
And you've gone through phases where you were a workout king.
No, but I struggle. No. Hold on. Let me elaborate that a little bit. I struggle going to the gym. That kills me.
Yeah, but you were going like boxing. It.
No, I love boxing. I love playing. Like, I love being on the field. I love more dynamic sports. I can't go into,
no, like, one's for asked me, you to go to a gym.
No, but for me, workout, I'm trying to elaborate. For me, workout is more like you go to a gym, you wait.
No one thinks you should do that. No, but you also were doing that here. You were running and then you do some weights.
I love running. Running is very, I don't know, it's therapeutic for me.
For context here, I'm giving Davide shit because...
And I'm trying to avoid it as diplomatically as I can.
Eats like...
I eat very well.
A garbage disposal.
No. Hold on.
It's like if we just gave the garbage disposal mayonnaise,
come on, that's
exactly
bad.
What Davide consumes. And
I think, first of all,
what did you just have for breakfast?
It's terrible what you just said.
What did you eat yesterday for dinner? What did you eat for dinner?
That's so tricky because yesterday I went to watch a game. It makes no sense. It's like.
So you had what?
I have what doctors will consider.
No, you do not have
a Mediterranean
diet. No, you don't.
That's exactly what I have. I have carbs.
No, you don't.
I have protein.
Not.
I can't speed that. I have a cheat meal per week.
No, you do not.
Maybe two.
You have pasta every day.
Okay, this is where the American culture kick in for you. Pasta is not...
A Mediterranean diet would mean that you're also consuming some sort of vegetables.
I do, which I actually do.
And legumes.
And I do.
When do you have legumes?
I'm not in the summer. I don't eat legumes. You don't eat beans in August. What are you talking, Pia? Like, this is where...
When was the last time you had fish?
Last week.
Who made it for you?
Salmon, my wife. So what I'm trying to say, I do have a perfect model of...
No.
Of Mediterranean diet.
No.
I do.
You eat hot dogs and hamburgers all the time with mayonnaise.
No. False.
True.
First of all, I went to the game yesterday.
Two hot dogs, popcorn.
But I had two beers. I'm on a football game.
Okay, that's fine.
You should not consider... It's actually low for you to consider that.
It's low.
And if I have a burger every 2 weeks or every 3 weeks, it's fine.
Every 3 weeks.
It doesn't matter.
It's not
I have a burger every day. By the way,
I don't know. You ate a burger by yourself on your way home and then had another burger
great,
for dinner.
Which I didn't know we were going to dinner. I didn't have lunch. I had a tough day. I was trying to find some comfort in food.
What's amazing about Davide, if he doesn't have lunch.
It's all in your mind, guys. Like, you can control that.
If you are exhausted
and, you know, you didn't have breakfast. I have breakfast every day. My job is exhausting.
Yeah, your job.
I'm lucky, man. But it's like, often I skip lunch. Often I'm running up and down. And
Davide was skipping lunch, you know, because Louisa was out of town and now she's back
terrible.
In town.
She was out for
and
a
now
month.
Every day
lost.
He's posting his pasta.
No, it wasn't every day.
And
I posted
cake,
pasta twice.
And you have cake.
That's not cake. And una torta. Una torta.
How is torta not cake? It has flour,
cake.
Sugar,
no, but
eggs.
It's done with
by an
low
Italian
amount
woman,
of
so
sugar.
No, it's not. She put fresh sugar in my espressos.
Really feeling it. I don't also know how we did arrive to this. You ask me, quote unquote, how are you? I'm killing it. Why are you killing it? I'm killing it. I feel great. I'm healthy. I have a baby girl. I married a fantastic woman. I love my job. I'm in a happy moment of my life. I feel that I am in a happy moment of my life. Also, the podcast is called Everything is the Best. I am. Okay. Thank you, by the way, to just share to everybody my... And by the way, guys, I don't use any filter. So what you see is exactly... Where am I?
You're not posting
and I'm
like
in a fantastic
you're not
posting
shape. Selfies.
Yeah, I'm not posting bikini photos, but I like.
But
I'm
we will. I'm gonna post bikini photos of you in Italy.
It's all right.
I was talking to a friend the other day who was saying she wanted to find a new therapist, but she felt overwhelmed by the process and like wasn't comfortable doing one-on-one stuff yet because of COVID. And I looked at her and I said, "I have the best solution for you because nothing should interfere with your happiness or you achieving your goals." You need to go to BetterHelp.com. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You connect in a safe and private online environment, so it is incredibly convenient. You start communicating with someone in less than 48 hours. It's not a crisis line. It's not a self-help line. It is professional counseling done securely online. You can send a message to your counselor at any time and you'll get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule a weekly video or just a phone session. And do all of this without ever having to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room or do one-on-one with someone. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches so they can make it easy and free to change counselors anytime if needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and they have financial aid options. The service is available for clients worldwide. Find the particular expertise you need online and do not limit yourself to counselors that are only located in your area. These counselors are specialized in everything: depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, sleeping, trauma, you name it. Anything you share is confidential. It's super convenient, very professional, always affordable. And if you don't believe me, just go check out the testimonials posted daily on their website. I want you to start living a happier life today. As a listener, you will get 10% off your first month by visiting our lovely sponsor, BetterHelp.com/Pia. Join over 1 million people that have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that is BetterHelp, HELP.com/Pia.
And action. Hey, everyone. I'm Sarah Gretzky.
And I'm Natalie Buck.
And together, we are the Net Chicks. We're here to talk anything and everything on screen, including what your favorite celebs are up to.
And if you want to know what shows we are absolutely loving and hating, well, thank God, because we will be unpacking for you every single Thursday. So grab your Netflix and some popcorn, because the chicks are coming. And scene.
I'm not saying it's bad. You look great. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I just need
Now you look great. You're like, now it's too late.
I want you to live a long time.
I also feel that
I want you to live.
You know, I have I also feel that the image of a man that is too ripped is not elegant.
I know. What did we use? It abs are for losers.
No, I didn't say that.
Yeah, you but said like, it
unless
on the quote,
you're not an athlete,
abs are for losers.
Unless somebody doesn't pay you to make abs. I mean, abs to me is not tasteful. It's not. Yeah, I'm not. It's not for me. It doesn't match my personality.
I don't want that for me, for you either.
You know, I feel great. I really feel, I am thinking about it. And it just shoveled like a grain, multi-grain
bread
piece
with
of
Nutella.
Toast with an organic hazelnut and cacao spread.
Hazelnut.
Coming from Italy. I feel wonderful. And an espresso. Your mom collected some figs and I try one with my coffee.
Your mom collected some figs.
Yeah, she picked it from the I feel fantastic.
By the way, I haven't
this
brought
the,
it up to you
yet. This is the formula for happiness.
The two of you talking the other night, like to each other, and her saying, I am so happy to go to Italy with you, Davide. Can't wait to see your world. And you were like, Mama, I can't wait to show you where I'm from.
I also think that like happened for you.
She has to see you in your context.
She will really understand way more.
That's why it was important for me personally for her to come on this trip. Yeah, it would have been legit, a little bit easy. Well, I don't know, it would have been easier because having an extra set of hands is the easiest. But it would
But it's not only for that.
No, we are enjoying
the fact that we are having her.
No, but what I'm saying is in terms of like leaving the house, whatever. But because she was like, okay, I'll stay home and watch the dogs. And I was like, she has to.
By the way, guys, it is September, whatever. And we have been not having exception down for a weekend, a break.
Yeah, we haven't had a break or a summer.
And again, we are extremely blessed, privileged, and lucky. But it's like we are all at the point that we are.
I'm like really getting over people on Instagram being like, just got back from my like 6 week vacation.
What a great summer.
We haven't even gone on a...
You know, like,
we've been in our pool. How many times have you been in our pool? Twice?
Yeah, a couple of times.
I mean, it's crazy.
I mean, one was pretty epic when Italy won the European Cup. I enjoyed the pool.
It was that and then the 4th of July are really the only two times we were in the pool.
But anyway, we have a pool. So it's like, you know, like we all need, I think, a break and
yeah. We need to get the fuck out of here. And also this trip is not going to be a break.
No, we need a vacation after this.
This trip is going
to
be filled
with... But yeah, back to the point.
Lots of work and lots of family drama.
That she will see where I was born and how I grew up and how people order at a cafeteria.
People always ask.
You drive in Sicily and... Yeah, it's
people always ask us what, like, are the difficulties of having such intense cultural differences, and there's a lot of them. And so, you know, the most important thing is you need to be with your person in their context, because you always said to me, you won't understand me until we go to Sicily. I mean, that was when we first started dating. And then, of course, since we've been like, yeah, right away, I was like, oh, I get it. Like, just the way people communicate, the way people treat each other. I will never forget. We went to this stupid fucking hotel in Los Alamos that had just opened, some like hip place for a weekend.
Oh, that's a good example. It was
We went for, there was like someone's wedding, or there was something, or there was a reason we were up there. So we stayed at this hotel. Davide woke up and it was, it was 9:30 or like 10 or something.
9:45.
And Davide walked to the little restaurant at the hotel and said, hi, can I get a coffee? And the guy so rudely responded, we're not open until 10.
He said, we're closed. But it was like 9:50 or 9:45.
It was 5 minutes before. It wasn't even. It was 5 minutes before they were supposed to open. People just don't talk like that in Italy. That's not an option. It's people treat each other with so much more genuine respect that when Davide gets disrespected here in these tiny little, it just, there's like, people love to stick by rules here. So, well, we don't do that, and that's not how we do this. Where in Italy, it's like, oh, fuck. Nutella, do not bark.
Nutella's with us.
Fuck.
Hello, Nutella.
No, she's about, no, no, no. No, no, no. Oh. Shit. She was a talk. No.
Gigi's not letting it out.
So Gigi sits at the door of our bedroom and doesn't let. Okay.
Okay, guys.
Okay. Unprofessional. Do you think we're ever going to have a...
Incredible.
We need to start going to the studio.
We need to be a video so people can see what's happening around us.
We need to start going to the studio. We need to start going to... Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's just so... Okay, for context. Davide is in his robe, half naked, hair everywhere, chasing the dogs out of the room with his hands. My hero, thank you. They're going to bark on the other side of the door now. There's no way around it. Feeling your best starts with what you eat, and Saqqara gives you the ability to not just eat healthy, but truly enjoy it with chef-crafted, plant-rich meals that build a foundation for radiant health. Again, if you follow me on Instagram, you know that I use Saqqara all the time. It is a nutrition company that focuses on overall wellness, starting with what you eat. They have organic, ready-to-eat meals that are delivered to your door. I don't even know how they do it. Literally anywhere in the U.S., you get fresh meals delivered to your doorstep. As soon as you wake up in the morning, the menu of creative, chef-crafted, ready-to-eat breakfasts, lunches, and dinners are just sitting at your doorstep, and they change weekly, so you will never get bored. Along with delicious plant-rich meals, Saqqara also offers daily wellness essentials like supplements and herbal teas to support your nutrition. But my favorite, of course, is the best-selling Metabolism Super Powder. Made with organic raw cacao, it works to boost energy, eliminate bloating, minimize sugar cravings, and reduce fatigue. I love this stuff. Just throw it in your coffee. It's totally delicious. Saqqara has received rave reviews from Vogue, Goop, the New York Times, and I don't even know what else you need to hear about, because what's better than that? Right now, Saqqara is offering our listeners 20% off their first order when they go to saqqara.com/best or enter code best at checkout. That's Saqqara, SAKARA.com/best to get 20% off your first order. Saqqara.com/best. You know what'll be cute when Carmela can start talking? We can have her on the podcast.
It would be wonderful.
Ciao, sono Carmela.
Okay, let's get into one of these questions.
Yep. Anyway, yep. We are looking forward, and we are very excited about.
I can't even talk about it. I want to die.
Very happy.
We have a couple really long ones, and we got some short ones. Let's ease in with this. Nice.
Last time the
you like the rapid
boom,
fire
boom was
having a hard time trusting new men as dating partners and playing the game of initial dating before a having a hard time trusting new men as dating partners and playing the game of initial dating before a relationship because my marriage ended in divorce last January from a lot of infidelity from him and I never knew. I'm in therapy and it and in the practice of dating again, but I feel like I was meant to really be in a relationship and love somebody deeply. Any advice on trusting the process again and staying consistent in trying to meet new people? I'm so sorry that happened to you. You know, we know a lot of people in our lives, and I'll speak personally. I mean, everyone has someone in their family this has happened to. Everybody has a close friend that this has happened to. And so you're not alone. And the only advice that I can truly give without having experienced this personally is just that life is short and you deserve to be happy and you can't live a fear-based life. You just, and this is what I'm happy you said that you're in the practice of dating, because as I'm sure maybe your therapist has discussed with you, everything is just practice, right? So you go to therapy and you do your work and you talk about the person you want to become. Your therapist gives you advice and then you have your work, and the work works if you're actively practicing the work, and life is just the practice. I remember I even said at my dad's funeral in my speech that I gave that my dad actively practiced his love for us all the time, which included very difficult decisions, very hard conversations. You know, being a parent is not easy, and you're in a situation that is devastating, right? So the only way out of it is to not let your fears control you, not let those negative thoughts come through to the forefront of your brain, not let this fucking asshole have a hold of your life anymore. Because if you aren't moving forward and not walking through open doors because of past trauma, this fucking asshole wins. So fuck him. You want to live your best life? The best thing you could do is go be happy, become a strong human being on your own, and know that after this, that you're a champion. I mean, look, you've survived, right? You're alive. You're beautiful. You're out there in the world. You're going to therapy. You're already dating. Like, in my head, you've already won. You're already in a better place. And I know that it's really hard to be single for people who really want to be in a relationship, but you will meet someone. Nobody dies alone. You will absolutely meet someone. And in the meantime, enjoy being single and enjoy dating all of these people. And, you know, think of it. I mean, I love dating because I was like, every date you leave, you're like, oh, I learned something new about myself. I learned something new about somebody else. I learned something that I did like and something that I didn't like. It's just, it's great. Anything to say?
No, you cover all the bases.
Shut the fuck up.
Yo, I'm saying.
Moving in with my boyfriend after 2 years of long distance. I met him in Amsterdam, me in the States. Any advice? What were the little fights you and Davide would get in during the first days of living together? You can take this one.
There is not really a book for that. You know, there is not an instruction manual. Just you guys enjoy each other. And living together, I feel, is a great way to understand who you're dating and where the relation will go. You will face, on a daily basis, you will face you will face moments that will test your relation, you know, like of any kind. Very simple, very easy, and maybe something a little bit more serious down the road. It's exciting. Good luck.
It is exciting. I wouldn't be too nervous. I remember one time way before we even had a plan to live together, but we knew we would at some point. I remember being in the apartment in Brooklyn and saying to you, what do you think it'll be like when we live together? Are you going to be like annoyed with the things that I do? And you were so cool about it. You were like, I'm sure there would be little things that you do that I wouldn't do and otherwise, but he's like, you made me feel so calm. You were like, but we love each other. And
it's the only way. It's the only way to know what you're going into it. You know, like, I think that the controlling component is not something that you can apply to a relation or to moving together or to explore that.
Yeah.
You just got to know who's the person next to you, and he will know you. Once you guys know each other, you will get a lot of answers. I'm sorry for the previous point, and I'm sorry to hear that this person was feeling defeated by a divorce or defeated by not being able to have somebody next to her that checked the boxes, but quote unquote. But I think that you gotta have a point like that. You gotta start it from somewhere. I don't know if that makes sense. Like, it's utopic to think that, you know, it would just happen like this.
How annoying is it to go to a store and when it's time to check out, you're like digging through your purse. You leave something on the counter. If it's not my phone, it's my wallet. It's like, you know, we need a better system. And so that is why I am extremely excited to tell you about the new PayPal QR code payment system that is accepted at all CVS stores nationwide. It is super easy to make touch-free payments with your phone. Plus, you get $10 cash back on your first purchase of $20 or more. Ever run into CVS needing one thing, but you're just there and you see a bunch of other things you want? Well, now you can indulge and get rewarded because CVS accepts these touch-free payments with PayPal and Venmo. And when you use them, you get $10 cash back, like I said before, on your first in-store QR code payment of $20 or more. It's literally like you're just giving you free money. If you've ever used PayPal, like I have, you know that it is the most secure payment, which is why I'm just so thankful that I can have the same confidence I have online at the store to make these payments, right? So when you go into CVS, just pull out your phone and you can use your PayPal app or your Venmo app at the cashier or self-checkout. I've been using PayPal for years, again, like I'm saying, and I'm just so excited to be able to use this system to pay so easily at a store that I shop at so often. So like I said, to get $10 cash back on your first transaction of $20 or more, just head to your local CVS and pay using your PayPal or Venmo app. That's $10 cash back on your first purchase of $20 or more with the PayPal or Venmo app. To see terms and learn more about how to earn $10 cash back, go to paypal.com/best. Advice on having a baby with someone who's not your husband yet. What are the tasks that are expected you rely on Davide for as your husband partner that I should prepare myself for as a non-married, soon-to-be mama? That doesn't work like that.
So it's, they're together, they're not married.
Yeah, because it's just like a dance. And like, I don't know what your relationship is. I don't know if both of you work, if one of you work, if there's kind of like a...
It's very personal.
It's so personal. Like we didn't talk about, and also like we don't have specific roles. We never talked about, oh, you're going to do this and I'm going to do this. We talked a lot about the kind of person we wanted her to be. We talked a lot about.
We're trying to picturing who she will be and like, but yeah, you can't set up.
Also everything.
Set up rules, you know?
No, you can't, because by the way, like, I'm so happy that I stopped reading the baby books because,
phew, bless you.
Excuse me.
She really does that cute.
I'm so happy I stopped reading the baby books because obviously there's information that you should know so you're not like blindsided by, I don't even know what I would have been blindsided by. I think we have too much information. Having a baby is really not that difficult.
We got a nice baby.
Yes, but also there's three things that make babies cry, you know, and I think a lot of it is like if I were to say to Davide, like, well, I've been with her all day, like I need, like Davide gets home from work and there are days where I'm tired because I've been working and with her all day, and he'll come home and I see that he's exhausted. The last thing he wants to do is take over. So I let him do his thing. He goes and sits outside. There's been like one or two times where I've been like, dude, you gotta fucking come in here. I need your help because like I'm
of course
about to lose it. And then he'll be like, okay, I'm sorry. But it's always, if he sees that I'm tired, he takes a feeding, even in the middle of the night.
I think
it's a dance.
To recap that, I think that the best advice I could give it to you at this point is make sure before you jump to that with them, that that's the person that you will gladly face critical situation, crucial situation. Because we, like you said, and like I mentioned before, like a second before, this controlling culture of like, I want to be in control of things. It works till a certain perimeter, you know, like you can't, that when you have a baby, there are things you
can't
control.
That's the only thing you can't control.
Like you can't control if the baby, you can't do nothing about. So Also, you can't even control to actually make the baby in the first place. It could be very easy. It could be very, very complicated. Just focus on who's the person next to you. Regardless of the baby will just generate other situation in your life, in a professional life, in a personal life.
Yeah.
So be focused on that, you know?
Yeah, I definitely think that. I think that setting up those kinds of rules ultimately set you up for like a lot of disappointment. Like, I wouldn't have a lot of expectation because, you know, there are times where there's been so many times where Davide will just get up and do something with the baby. And
you also got to enjoy it.
It's beautiful.
You
got to
be ready. What I would say, you better really, really analyze if you are ready to have a baby, because baby will bring you to a different level of your patience and tolerance and strength. And you really got to be firm. You really got to want a baby, because it's not.
You really got to want a baby.
It's not. Your life will change.
Yeah, I would.
Not, your wife would change.
I would focus on having a solid, healthy relationship
totally.
With this person, so you know that all these unexpected things, you just are in a great place for communication with each other, rather than being like, "Well, it's 3 a.m. and I expect you to
we
get up."
We said it was your turn, or yeah. We said it was that you can't do that.
No,
that's gonna kill your relationship.
Yeah.
Also, like, it's fascinating that all these questions or what we've been answering so far are all exciting for me. One was about starting again after a divorce. One was moving in with somebody, and one is approaching the idea to become a parent. The common denominator is that those are all good. Every time you're moving forward in life,
it's
great. So
it's all good.
As scary as it can look.
Yeah.
And feels.
This is a good question because I feel like this is very common. How do I not future trip about a guy I'm casually seeing? Help trying to be a cool girl, but it's hard when you start to catch feelings. Can I answer this one?
Please. I just wanted to say, if you're cool, you're cool. If you're not, you can't.
That's not
be
true.
Cool.
You have to pretend to. No, you can
become cool.
I pretended to be cool for a little bit.
You are a cool girl.
No, I'm not. I tripped out about you all the time.
Go ahead.
Okay, here's my advice. I don't know how this came to me, but it came to me while Davide and I were dating. I remember talking to my mom. That's when it came to me. Davide had left for work. I was staying at his apartment in New York. And we were obviously in a situation where we were like, this isn't going to happen. Like, you know, we were at the beginning of dating and clearly cared for each other a lot. I don't know if we had said, I think we had even said, I love you at this point. But, or maybe we didn't. Regardless. I remember, you know, because when you start dating someone, all your fucking friends, which is nice, and I do the same thing. You're like, oh my God, where do you think it's going to go? Do you think this is going to be serious? And at that time, there was clearly no, you know, our lives were moving in completely opposite directions. And I remember my mom calling me. We were just chatting and Davide was at work and I was working from his apartment. And my mom was like, listen, do you think it's smart for you to continue to spend time with this person when there's like a very unlikely chance that you'll end up together? And I remember saying to my mom, it's the feelings I have are so euphoric and so wonderful. It's worth the heartbreak. And I think the one thing that I've learned in my adult life, and now especially I know to be extra true in the way that people deal with being pregnant and giving birth and raising children, is everyone is so fucking afraid of being uncomfortable and does everything they can to avoid being uncomfortable. Oh my God, what if the baby cries? Okay, what if this happens? Okay, what if this is happening? Okay, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Like, who
also
fucking
belongs to a specific.
No, I feel like so many people
part
are
of
like
society that it belongs, that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
but I think, like, what is the fear in, like, about going through something, about, like, getting hurt? Like, that's how you grow. That's how you develop as a person. That's how you gain grit and develop character. So I don't think you need a future trip. And listen, I'm like the queen of a future trip, but I obviously had to I was, oh my God, when I was in labor, I remember my midwife being like, you're future tripping. Cause I was so scared about getting to the hospital that I wasn't even like in the moment with my labor. But I will tell you, I remember saying to my mom, this is totally worth it. If you're having a great time with this guy, fucking enjoy it. This is what you wanted. This is what everybody wants, is to enjoy time with another human being. So enjoy it. And who fucking knows what'll happen? And regardless of what happens, you're going to be totally fine in any scenario. That's how I feel.
Totally agree.
Thanks, Davide. Okay, let's do one more. Man, I have cramps.
I'm sorry about it.
This part of my body getting back to normal after the baby is fine, but it's a new
it's exhausting.
It's a new thing.
To assist.
You're what?
To witness.
What's exhausting? I've been fine.
I'm sorry for every time. Like it's like there is also part of guilt in me, like because I, you know, like because
you pregnant me.
Because I pregnant you.
It's okay. This is not that bad. By the way, when I
my we want it. By the way,
yeah, but also like my period saying, before yeah. this was bad. You know what I mean? Like I'm.
Yes, Mar. Let's not. It's kind of weird. Okay, let's keep some boundary.
I don't really want to keep any boundary. So when I found out I was pregnant, I really freaked out very prematurely about what I could do in her infant stages to make sure she was being stimulated appropriately. I didn't know if there were toys or like noises. I was like, what do I do? And that is how I found Love Every. Love Every's play kits are designed by experts for your child's developing brain. Each play kit is tailored to your child's exact learning stage. It's so cool. So they have the right toys for the right time. So new play kits get delivered every few months and they just grow with your child. Play kits come with unique one-of-a-kind activities and playthings that are built to endure plenty of play. And each play kit comes with a play guide that is so cute and self-explanatory, that's packed with expert tips, ways to play and do it yourself at home activities that your kids will love. Especially right now for little Carmela, she has these cute little black and white shapes. And the Love Every set comes with a little way to display them in the car. So every time I put them in the car, she stares at her shapes and her eyes get so big. It's wonderful. I'm so thankful. So do what I did and take the guesswork out of your child's play. Choose Love Every today and get free shipping when you sign up to receive your play kits at loveevery.com/best. That's loveevery.com/best for free shipping. loveevery.com/best. We have one more little question, or not, we have one more question, but it's very long. So I think maybe we should end on this note. Someone you met 3 weeks ago can have better intentions than someone you met 3 years ago. Joey Gorka.
Are we planning to have him and Teresa on the podcast? Or what's the plan?
Words are like keys. If you choose them right, you can open any heart and shut any mouth.
You tell me what's not true about this.
Whoa.
Tell me what's wrong.
The caption to this photo is your tongue doesn't have bones, but it can break bones.
I
truth bomb
daily get
okay.
I'm gonna DM this life guru.
I'm gonna DM him.
No, I think we should think about that. But
what? No, can you imagine if we epic. Zoom him in on a fucking pod
epic.
and you guys epic. Talk about being Italian?
Epic.
And we talk about relationships about Galamar, and we get like
about Galamar and
yeah. Why? My first question. Mr. Gorga, why do you call calamari galamod?
It's very common. It's very common.
Yeah, my way, cousins that do it.
Friend of mine a few days ago.
What?
Posted a screenshot of, you know, those security question you set it up on your contract.
Yeah.
It was in Italian. And the first security question is like, what was your first stuff then?
What was your first what? What was your first what?
Stuffed animal. You know, like a
teddy bear. Yeah, what was your first
thing? And you say like calamaro di piedi.
What, dude?
He said stuffed.
Oh, stuffed calamari. What was your first stuffed animal?
I cried. It was in Italian, like calamaro ripieno.
What do they stuff the calamari with? Like,
no, you used.
I know what's in there.
Recipe like
breadcrumbs
and like dry fruit and pinoli. But like, what was your first stuff in? It was like a calamari piano. Anyway.
Okay. You have anything you'd like to add?
No, I think that this was a nice little session, man. I enjoy.
Okay, great. Love you.
Ciao, patata.
Yeah.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, concludes this week's episode of Everything is the Best. I hope you enjoyed it. Please rate, review, subscribe, all that stuff. Maybe leave a comment. But remember, shitty comments are for shitty people. Go ahead and follow me on Instagram at Pia Barangini. And I hope you have a fabulous, fabulous rest of your day. Love you. Ciao.